Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diamond Talk Radio with Loretta L, and it's the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 Vision. Are you ready? Have you been preparing for these Diamond Nights, for this Diamond Phenomenon? Well, we're going to get right into it. We love having fun, and we love celebrating because it's a beautiful time to be alive right now. It's a beautiful time to be alive right now because we're witnessing something that many generations haven't had the chance to. We're we have a chance to evolve past boundaries that we've been suppressed for generations and generations. We're starting to see the truth come to light. We have a chance right now to end. A free will thing. Is it going to be your will or the creator's will? And this is where you really have to understand, understand, and overstand yourself. And that's one of the first rules when we came to this planet, for us to know ourselves, know thyself. And even more important now is to heal yourself. And that's why we have diamondsareforever.ca, a private website. It's for private members. And basically, you're getting out of public into private. And if you don't know by now, this is a more owned business, more owned radio station, Diamond Talk, and we're just basically elaborating on underground history, underground news, things that's been hidden from civilization and from the world, like secrets, history, lost beneath the sands of time. When we even think about the Sahara Desert, how it was once a plush vegetation area at some point, and now it's a desert. Like, there's so much ancient history that we are so unaware of. And I do a lot of these shows from the top of the dome because I'm so passionate about this stuff. But again, information that sometimes I lose some stuff before I even get it out, or I'm unable to even cover most of the information that's in my head because, like, my mind is going too fast for my mouth sometimes. It's crazy. But welcome to Diamond Talk. Welcome to everyone. Welcome to everyone that has been able to make it this far. We've been doing this show since 2018. Launched Diamond Phenomenon in 2018, and so we launched the radio show as well because the truth divides the whole world. The truth has to be known to the whole world, and then the end will come. You know, it's no longer an age of believing. We are in the age of knowing, and when we look at the state of the planet right now, no doubt, we're in the last days. We're in the last times. And the signs of the times are here. It's right in front of our faces. And a lot of people might think, oh, yeah, it's just a false alarm because our parents and our parents' parents and our parents' parents' parents, generations and generations have been saying, oh, it's the end of time. We're in Revelations and stuff like that. But we really have to start getting back to our original culture, our true nature, and get away from this indoctrination. Happy new moon, by the way. It's a new moon tonight. It is 2020, and we're coming in with this diamond phenomenon like a thief in the night. We've been setting off and putting off this diamond phenomenon for a while because we've been just downloading and uploading these light codes, and these light codes are basically information that we get from divine light sources like the stars, the sun, and the moon. And they usually are the most potent at night. So welcome. Diamond Nights are serving you well. We're probably going to have a couple more episodes before we leave Diamond Talk for this season. And we'll be back in the fall for Life Beyond the Stars. So again, if you guys haven't been tuning in for Diamond Talk, for the Diamond Nights leading up to Diamond Phenomenon, go ahead to diamondsareforever.ca, make a donation so we can keep this platform going, and we can also get our Diamond Retreat invested in properly and at its full capacity, because we're moving out Janella Beretta L, Miss Diamond Jr.
Scusate, ricomincio.
Believe.
Welcome back to Diamond Talk Radio. It's your host, Shanella Beretta L, and this is the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 Vision. I hope you guys are ready because we've been stalling a little bit with these Diamond Nights episodes, helping everybody catch up with Diamond Phenomenon 2020 because it's heavy. It's heavy, and you don't need this Diamond Phenomenon 2020 Vision Diamond for you to know that what's going on in the world right now is heavy, right? And it's either, what side are you on, right? There's no more pick a side. This shows what side you're on, right? And no one can tell you who you are. It shows who you are, right? And I'm so in bliss that I'm, like, this virus saved me because I was able to get away from the public and start focusing on my business instead of dealing with matrix work and dealing with humans, because humans are depressing and it really drops my vibration, and so does the matrix. So thank the Most High, Alhamdulillah, that I've been able to restore myself and prepare myself for this Diamond Phenomenon 2020. So I'm so thankful, so grateful. Thanks to the Most High. I'm grateful too. And you guys are staying healthy. And because this is Team Healthy right now. Diamond Talk 2020, we're Team Healthy. And in order for us to transcend and really make it over to this new earth, even to trod towards new earth, you got to be in your most optimal state, right? So I really want to speak about this pandemic a little bit and just give you, shine a little bit of light on these light codes. So, Al-Marak, the Al-Marakan flag, the peace, the truth, and friendship for the Constitution of the United States of North America with the Brit Moore coat of arms. As you know, melanin rich, we were everywhere on the planet first, before the great divide, the great split of this plate. Everywhere was Africa. Everywhere, America is Africa and Africa is America, right? And we were the first. We are the heirs. And the Brit coat of arms, it goes deep. And I have a little bit of information, a piece of a code in my head, but I can't elaborate on it because I'm not supposed to, because I lost some information. I have it inside of me, but I can't explain it, right? It's very supernatural, so I have to find my notes, and I can't find that part. So hopefully I can break it down on one of the last Diamond Nights. But for this peace and friendship, the Constitution of the United States of North America, 1786, 1787, 1836. These are just some codes for you guys. And with this Brit coat of arms, I, Shanella Beretta L, true more, I'm putting on my crown and I'm taking back my throne. Nothing came before the originals, the Mers. Everything is just Ish, Yoda, to Judah, to Jew, to Jewish, Brit, and British, English, England and English, Spain, Spanish, more and Moorish. The crown has been receiving restitution from the United States Incorporated Crown franchise, because the crown owns the land through paramount and allodial title as an estate, which is owned by the Pope in the Treaty of 1213. The crown was granted letters, patent, and characters for all the land, colonies, characters of New England by of England. King James Bible is a deed. And by the way, should I drop this quote right now? I hope most people tune in and they're going to come across that a lot of history was changed. A lot of infiltrated history was changed. Like, most of where Moore's, Abraham Lincoln, King James, King George, they're melanated people. But I don't think you guys are ready for those, for that code yet. But we can go to the Library of Congress and we can pull up real records. It's all there. By the way, Heaven dropping soon. So look out for that book from yours truly, Diamond Dream Shanella L. DiamondsAreForever.ca. So going back to this, today the crown imposter of this world, USA, is the sister colonist. The beast is wounded and trying to buy more time. The economy is on the verge of an imminent collapse. Some of the pyramid billionaires like Bill Gates are trying to wipe out the population with Event 201 exercise. So in this Satan kingdom, just look up Event 201 exercise and look where majority of pandemic is. Right, I got some serious quotes regarding this, and I'm posting Diamond Blog so you could really do your comparison and know how real the spiritual warfare is. So the president is selected by the crown and general councils. President General to be appointed by the crown, just like everywhere in the world is independent, including the islands. That's why these islands have so much generals, governor generals, postmaster generals, etc. Their heads, they're as heads running the islands because they're appointed by the crowns. So these places, a lot of places we think are independent, really aren't independent at all. And that's where maritime law comes in. You really got to be traveling again and get out of her like we're instructed to do. It's because we are in the times of revelations, and means we got to get out of this jurisdiction completely and really find a portal. Ports, right? We're dealing with maritime law, right? If you really want to get esoteric, if you really want to get spiritual, if you really want to navigate this mystic ship, but you got to be in tune. This is very high vibrational information. That's why I said, I don't know if you guys are ready for these codes. So the covenant of Elohim is with the Brit Moor, which is Judah. All governments of the world know this. But in order to win against the crown, you have to have morals. Morals of the Most High, Elohim. And that's where detoxing, deprogramming, detaching, and remembering comes into play. Getting back to nature comes into play, because we're not dealing with humans here. This is spiritual. This is supernatural. Let's say supernatural, because there's not so much spiritual anymore. It's making its way into the physical. So, yes, get back to nature. That was just a little bit of information. You guys really look up the Event 201 exercise by Bill Gates. I don't know if you guys remember, there was a speech Trump did, and he had someone speak for him saying, admitting that this is an exercise. This is a life exercise. Right? And Trump whispered, oh, he wasn't supposed to say that. guys know that video. I think I have it saved. I can also post that in the Diamond blog. You can check that out. Not really, like, this stuff, if you want to know what's going on, you can find it, because the truth has to be known. That's universal. So if you're looking for the kingdom, you're going to find it. But you really got to be in tune, and you really got to care about it. On Diamond Talk Radio, I was also dropping some codes over there for the Diamond Knights. And another thing, I just want my viewers to look up again a code from the Diamond Knights. This is like old Diamond Knights, like years ago Diamond Knights for me. But to really navigate through law right now for the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 vision, you really got to know about these Christian black codes, right? This is the color of law. So you guys look up the Christian black codes of 1724, March 1724, and you will see you'll get some information from that, and you can use that to navigate throughout law as well. Christianity is not, it's not our religion. It does not belong to us. The original Christ was not Christian. And I spoke in the article I was reading on the Diamond Knights episodes with Yahshua, the Nazarene, versus Paul, Saul, who changed his name to Saul. And Saul changed his name to Paul. And this is why they won't adapt the Dead Sea Scrolls publicly, because it proves that Paul was a liar, and Paul is the manifestation of Jehovah's Witnesses and Roman Catholics and stuff, base their beliefs and their doctrines on the doctrine, which is an infiltrator of the Essene Nazarenes and the original lost children that fled Jerusalem, traveled the deserts, traveled the world. And that's why you see all these civilizations settled, but they picked up and they left. And so little is known about these civilizations appeared out of nowhere. So that's something to really make you think. Along with the Brit Moore coat of arms, there's also the Hawaiian coat of arms. Hawaii was a part of a larger continent, so it's, and that was Mu, Lemuria, sunken continent in the Pacific Ocean. I'm going to also post a picture on that, maybe in Diamond Talk Radio on Instagram, in public, in private, diamondsareforever.ca. I might do both, but it's highly beneficial to become a private member. Really build on this information together. And again, if you guys like this information, this platform, if it's feeding you, if you're getting help, and you think you can really build with this, donate to our Diamond Retreat. And it's universal law. If someone helps you, so diamondsareforever.ca. Keep us thriving. We thrive, you thrive, because you're really, we're on our way. We're well on our way to heaven. And it's bliss. It's really bliss. So donate to our crops, cotton, vegetation, food, all that good stuff to enable us to be self-sufficient. wait outside, away from this public craziness that these demons have going on with their madness. Being healthy. Show and prove that you are healthy. Because, you know, like, Morris carried silver swords, silver with them, especially, like, from, like, vampires and stuff like that, and just in war and stuff like that. And we see the Egyptians gold, and the Kushites were abundant in gold, and California was abundant in gold with Queen Khalifa in our ancient times. These are all our ancestors. Our civilizations, ancient civilizations, were like, they had so much gold. They didn't, it wasn't even considered a luxury. This was just everyday life for them. They used gold for everything because they had so much gold. But of course, we had the disagreeable rob us of everything. Can you imagine? We had so much gold. It was like there was no ending, but yet they were able to clean it all out. And you really still think we're dealing with humans here? They needed to harness that energy for something. And as I was saying, for gold, silver, copper, they all deflect viruses. Those are very precious, powerful metals. So we, as melanin-rich beings, mineral-rich beings, we have these minerals inside of our body. And I was saying that it's important for us to amplify it. And that's what we're about on Diamond Talk. That's what we're about on Diamonds Are Forever and Diamond Dreams 13. And wiped out, history has been erased. So much things have been destroyed, but the pyramids are still here. We are still here. Get your Diamond Dreams 13 organic white tea for the summer and rock that. Rock. Because you are a diamond, you are a pyramid, and you're strong, and you're standing, and you're not going nowhere. You're going to be vibrating out of here. Those organic teas hold a lot of power in them. So you got to be true to yourself and true to this. Really true to this in your heart. Not no flip-flopping and not really with this info. This really has to come out of your heart. So, there's another quote I wanna drop. I wanna say, like, do you understand pyramids all around the world? Mayan, according to ancient mysteries, Sirius was a gate to other realms. Pyramids deliberately align magical portals from to other worlds. And we see Egypt, China, Mexico, Orion. Aligned to Orion, right? So if you feel any resonance with the pyramids of Egypt or China or Mexico, it's because they align with heaven. And just do your own research into that, because these are divine light codes. And just sometimes you can't release too much information at once, because there's the majority of the world are so far away from this. It sounds crazy, so you have to be careful what you say, because it's so far out of reach for most people. Okay, it goes against everything most people stand for, and it's just not okay to drop all this info full-blown. So that's why I also said I've been trying to get you guys ready with these Diamond Nights and dropping these. Saying you guys are not really ready for these codes. But I know that there are chosen few out there scattered throughout the whole world. And once you come together, it's a phenomenon. Alright. So, let me just get in this last little bit before I get pulled out. Because we get pulled out a lot. This Diamond Talk show. Sometimes it'll be this radio show will be ending, and you won't even get no warnings. So, I'm going to talk about, we look back at history of the Moors, and it seems like a fairy tale lost in time, right? Because we've been taught, all of these different nations have been taught that every these different things, all these different religions and cultures and stuff came from all different sources, all different things, but all these things came out of one thing, the original thing, and it's been scattered and misinterpreted and even watered down. So when we claim back what's ours, like when we look at these water that is ours, when we look at the Amorites and the castles and stuff like that, and we as mountain rich people, we say that we built that, all those are ours. It sounds a little bit crazy because it's far out of reach for most people, right? So it's lost in time, because it is lost in time. But we're here, we're back online, and we're here to bring the truth to life. But you know what else sounds like a fairy tale, and a lot of people actually take as a fairy tale? Lemuria, and the history of the fact that melanin rich on the planet. Some people might believe Lemuria is, it's a fairy tale and it's fictional, but the originals know who we are and where we came from, and we are the original heirs of this global estate. His green pigment was the melanin of our ancestors, and then this goes deep too. This goes deep into seeing or hearing of little green men from Mars, Mercury, Mars, and Moon as Mercurial. Soldier King was telling me, dropping these codes to me, and is saying that, you know, the Moon has Mercury properties of Mercury. And Mercury is also closest to the sun. So those are some light codes that we built with on these diamond nights. But those are some codes for you to look into. Apparently, Mercury is a huge mineral used for portals. So see little green men on Mars, but the only thing, like with Osiris and Isis and our ancient first original ancestors, they were not little green men or women, they were giants, right? But the elder said that we started out as giants, and then we got smaller too, so we can get to other dimensions, like inner earth, so to speak. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother breakdown. But our melanin was originally green. And green, chlorophyll. Melanin is the cousin of chlorophyll. And chlorophyll is the blood within plants. And I say, oh, I'm going to be drinking some green blood. I'm a huge fan of chlorophyll. I drink plants. I eat raw plants. That's my thing. If nothing else is my thing, that's my thing. I need a green juice. Like, I'm going to go crazy right now if I don't have a green juice, because I need that boost. I'm a plant-based, right? I don't feel right eating anything else. The green juice is my natural source. So that's my green. So it complements our biochemistry, melanin rich people. Like, that is our food that we're meant to eat. And it's no wonder why we are kept away from eating that good food, that real soul food, in that small fragment period of three times. But I want to elaborate on that small misinterpreted history, because they make it
all we were, and that's all there was, and whatever. But slavery was just a little tiny part within that time, because not all melanin rich people were slaves. Men around that time, there were Moors still around that time. Moors were there before, and Moors were there after. Royalty, not in bond, wearing royal garments with their head covered in jewelry around that time. But they don't talk about us. They don't talk about us. They don't want you to know. They don't want to know that we were around still during that time. They don't want you to know who we are and who we are going to be. And that's why we are needed, and they can't exterminate us. Because if they kill us, they kill themselves. We are the original life force. Our melanin holds energy from the sun. We are batteries for this planet. And I can on this, but you already know about the mitochondrial DNA, all races. So we know the black woman holds every single race within her womb and can create anything, right? So it's so important, queen, sisters, for us to take care of our womb and to take care of our, to really be careful of who and what we let into our private space and let around us. Because if we don't, nobody will. And that is just straight facts, and I'm speaking from experience. You really have to protect yourself, because as soon as your guard is down, or as soon as you don't even know how to protect yourself, someone's coming in for the kill in your womb and leave you for dead. Queens, we got to be warriors again at the highest capacity. You can't let this world walk all over us and kill our life force, our womb, our mind, and our soul. Because a nation can't rise any higher than a woman, than the woman of their nation. So we got to be strong and protect ourselves first and foremost. Getting back to this, like, we study melanin with evidence to the original beings on this planet being green in the beginning, Osiris and Isis. On Diamond Talk, I was speaking about air. Like, what is air really? I posted something to my story regarding that. What is air really? Well, what is air exactly? It's a mixture of different gases. The air, the Earth's atmosphere is made up of approximately 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen. Air also has of lots of other gases too, such as carbon dioxide, neon, and hydrogen. So, there you go. And when you study these gases and you go deep in this rabbit hole and you realize how hydrogen is there in high capacity in the ocean, and that's what made the ocean like super, like things was just supernatural. And that's just something else to elaborate on. I think I spoke a little bit about that on 2018 Diamond Phenomena Canada, the Knowledge Bookstore, Ocean Lounge. But perhaps on the Diamond Nights or Life Beyond the Stars, I'll speak on how we are, how we were, and where we will be on the next segment, Life Beyond the Stars, with hydrogen water and diamond water. So I asked, like, what was air, and you guys got the answer, and it's a serious question. I mean, people don't ask those kind of questions about it, right? And when we look at melanin, we see that it has the same makeup as chlorophyll, which is the cousin of melanin, chlorophyll stays out in air too long. Once it's cut from its roots, it turns brown, aka starts dying off. Now, Christ restoring the ethereal planes, Yahshua restoring the ethereal planes, is like the alchemy of blood being restored with gold, literal treasures within our body. So those are my light codes. Who can ask? Because I spoke on the Diamond Nights about the Essene Nazarenes against Paul and how the anointment was really the at-one-ment, and how it's not merely the worship of Christ dying for our sins, but it really has to do more, like, we don't get redemption through that. We don't get redemption through blood. We literally have to repent and change our ways to get or at one man, to be at one with the Most High. And but the end, his death was necessary to restore the ethereal planes, because there's a lot of demons sucking off the souls, blood souls that were stuck in between those ethereal planes, and the pure one had to go and basically purify the in-between lines of the ethereal planes. So if you guys missed that article I started to read, you can go back and listen to the previous Diamond Nights episode, and then tune in for the last two Diamond Nights episodes that article. We're going to go into another song, and I'm going to round up some more in-depth information, some details that I might have for you. And we're going to get ready to elaborate on some more good diamond talk. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I'm feeling alive, more alive already, because I feel like I'm feeding energy. You don't get a lot of this real talk nowadays, and nothing else really matters but this stuff, because we're speaking about the future of our children. Of this is generational wealth. This is survival. This is our soul we're speaking about here, right? So it's really about being self-sufficient and being away from the outside evil of this world and coming back home to heaven. So we're going to go into our next song right now, and we'll be back on Diamond Talk Radio. And welcome back to Diamond Talk Radio. It's your host, Chanel and Beretta L, and this is Diamond Nights. We are here finally at the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. And there's so much information to elaborate on that it gets so deep. And we haven't had a caller. We had a caller call in, but the call dropped. And probably have some listeners listening right now. We had the show drop a couple times, but you know, we really love to have Active Moors call in and elaborate on the information and just to build on this energy. And even any of out there that, you know, you finally found this radio station that, like, we are very like-minded, but you don't get this information, this kind of energy every single day. So when you do come in contact with it, it's good to come with it, to build synergy with it, and to really come in together as one with this information, because we are really one from the same place. And we really need to keep encouraging each other, because it's really us against the world right now. And we see the separation of two different worlds. I want to see what the different herbs I've been experimenting with since these Diamondites. The pandemic, I've been getting back to myself. Some good herbs also, like sea moss, you guys know I've been dealing with sea moss. Also eating a lot of oatmeal. Oatmeal is so good for, especially for plant-based eaters. You add some sea moss, you get your minerals, because sea moss has a lot of magnesium. Adding it with oatmeal, now you're talking, because oatmeal has a lot of magnesium as well, and just that, and actually iron. So iron and magnesium is a Powerball Diamond Phenomenon 2020 combination. Okay, so you guys get on your oatmeal and sea moss combination. So you're welcome. That's some good codes for you plant-based eaters. And we are on our way to heaven. You know, I really want to talk about so much more information, but I don't want to go overboard. I just want to give what you guys can handle right now. And if you like this information, again, you can go to diamondsareforever.ca and make a donation to keep this platform going, to donate to our Diamond Retreat. We're always looking for sponsors, investors to invest within our Diamond Retreat and our agricultural crops, our fruits and vegetables, and a physical retreat in the islands. And we also have our to contribute towards building a new world, basically. We're always looking for investors and sponsors for that. We are private. We're unincorporated. And we deal with private members only. Become a private member, have access to our Diamond blog, have a lot of elaboration on there, and access to the shop, which is dealing with straight nature, herbs and supplements, organic fabric clothing, and so much more. So this is the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 vision, Dead Sea Scrolls. There was a verse I wanted to say, speak of on the Dead Sea Scrolls. And let's see if I can come across it. No, I have books of information everywhere. You know, it's information within me, and it's just organizing it, right, so that I can put it out to you. But I can literally go off it all day and all night. But if you are interested, you like the things that I speak about, again, become a private member, see what we have at our shops. I'm a writer. I've been a writer first and foremost, so look out for my second publication, Heaven. It's a mystic journey throughout the planet. And yeah, just look on that on diamondsareforever.ca. And also my third publication, I'm not even going to really drop the name for that yet, but that's in the work. That's a surprise. But the journey throughout the planet on the ley lines, you guys are going to enjoy that, guaranteed. So I can't wait to have the pre-sales up for that and to have my books out. You guys are really going to enjoy it. I'm going to call this a wrap right now for the Diamond Phenomenon, and later to drop some more information for the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. And we're going to wrap this up with the probably going to do one or two more episodes of Diamond Nights, but this is going to be all clustered in like very short period of time. So because we're wrapping this up like within the next couple of days, so again, you guys want to keep us on the air, you already know what to do. diamondsareforever.ca. if not, we'll see you in the fall. You know, life beyond the stars, and it's bliss. So keep it locked. We're going to go into our last songs for Diamond Phenomenon, and I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful diamond night. Peace and bliss.